प्रेमसखो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु निशनंद श्री वैद्य विदार अर्जित गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री कृष्ण प्रभु गोविंद श्याम गुणार गुरु गिरि गुरु धाम की जय श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय नव धाम की जय गंग मन तुलसी भक्त की जय आनंद कोटी वैष्णव वृंद की जय समदत्त भक्त की जय गोपनंदी अवकाश से समरवरी अवकाश से समदवरी अवकाश से समरवरी अवकाश से श्री गुरंगा अवकाश से ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 नमो विष्णुदाय नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारणे निर्विशेष शून्यवाणी पाश्चात्य देश चारणे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री द्वैतिक दाता शिव श्री गौर भक्त वृंद
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
श्री कृष्ण भगवान के अनुसार चैप्टर 7 वर्स 17 बाबा का अभिभूय ने स्त्रीबलानं च मे यथा also understand transcendental knowledge just like me. Although you are small children, similarly a woman can also understand the transcendental knowledge and know what is spirit and what is matter. Report these words of Prahlad Maharaj are very important in regard to knowledge ascended by the disciplic succession. Even when Prahlad Maharaj was a baby within the womb of his mother, he became fully convinced of the existence of the supreme power because of hearing the powerful instructions of Narada, and understood how to attain perfection in life by Bhakti Yoga. These are the most important understandings in spiritual knowledge. Yasya deva para bhaktiryata deva vatam puro tasyate katitaskarata prakasante mahamaha. Unto those great souls who have imparted, who have implicit faith in both the Lord and spiritual master, all the importance of Vedic knowledge are automatically revealed. Atta Sri Krishna nama dina bhavet grahyam indriyai seva mukhe hi jiva do svayam evis paratada. No one can understand Krishna as he is by the blunt material senses, but he reveals himself to the devotees, being pleased with them for their transcendental loving service unto him. Bhakti mama vijanati yavanyas chasmita padaha tato mam tapdokha vishate tapanantaran. One can understand the Supreme Personality as he is only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord by such devotion, he can enter the kingdom of God. These are Vedic instructions. One must have full faith in the words of the spiritual master and similar faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then, the real knowledge of Atman, Parma, and the distinction between matter and spirit will be automatically revealed. This Atmatattva, or spiritual knowledge, will be revealed within the core of a devotee's heart because of his having taken shelter of the lotus feet of a Mahajana such as Prahlada Maharaj. In this verse, the word bhūya may be understood to mean that there be. Prahlad Maharaj offers his blessings to his class friends, saying, also become faithful like me, become bona fide Vaishnavas. A devotee of the Lord desires for everyone to take to Krishna consciousness. Unfortunately, however, people sometimes do not have staunch faith in the words of the spiritual master who comes by the disciplic succession, and therefore, they are unable to understand transcendental knowledge. The spiritual master must be in the line who authorizes the succession, like Prahlad Maharaj, who received the knowledge from Narada. If the class friends of Prahlad Maharaj's sons and demons were to accept the truth through Prahlad, they would certainly also become fully aware of transcendental knowledge. The words Vaisharadi refer to intelligence concerning the Supreme Personality of God, who is extremely expert. The Lord has created wonderful universes by his expert knowledge. Unless one is extremely expert, he cannot understand the expert management of the Supreme Expert. One can understand, however, if one is fortunate enough to be the bona fide spiritual master coming in the midst of the succession from Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Mother Lakshmi, or the Kumaras. These four sampradayas are just the successions of knowledge and transcendence. They're called the Brahma Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya, Kumara Sampradaya, Sampradaya Vihina Ye Mantraste Nishpalamata. The knowledge of the Supreme received from such a Sampradaya or disciplic succession can give one enlightenment. If one does not take to the path of disciplic succession, it is not possible for one to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one understands the Supreme Lord through devotional service with faith in the disciplic succession, and then advances further, he awakens his natural love for God, and then his success in life is assured. Translation for Lord Maharaj continued, my dear friends, if you can place your faith in my words, simply by that faith you can also understand transcendental knowledge just like me, although you are small children. Similarly, a woman can also understand transcendental knowledge and know the spirit and matter. So, in the previous verse, Prahlad talked about how his mother forgot the knowledge and he remembered the knowledge. So in this verse, he is announcing that actually anyone can take to this knowledge, in spite of the fact that his mother forgot the knowledge and therefore looks like she was less qualified. Still, in this verse, he now says that if anyone listens to the words that I've spoken,
then they can develop their faith in the Supreme Lord and progress in devotional service. So they can actually have access to proper knowledge. So the point here, one point is Shraddha. So here in the verse it's mentioned twice, if you have faith in my words, then from that faith you will get the intelligence to understand about the Supreme Lord, even though your children or the maybe women or whatever. So one is the words themselves. Second is faith. So first of all, the words have to be the proper words from the proper person. otherwise, you will not understand about the Supreme Lord. So that means scriptures, which are authorized, they have to be accepted, first of all. And secondly, the person who explains it also has to explain it in the proper way. So we see that it is said that a person who has no faith in the Supreme Lord is a Vaishnava, and he speaks scripture, even though scripture is absolute. That scripture has the opposite effect, and it becomes poison. Instead of being absolute and turning everything into gold, so to speak, instead, when it comes from the wrong person, it has the opposite effect. Even if it's scripture, it becomes poison. So that means that the speaker is also important, not just the knowledge itself. And that's for several reasons. One reason, of course, is that when the speaker speaks, he will explain it in a certain way. So if we have scripture and we get the wrong conclusion out of it, it's useless. So for instance, we have Sankhya philosophy of the atheistic Kapila. He says, yes, we accept the Vedas. So then say, okay, authorized, he accepts the Vedas. And what does he explain? There is jiva and there is matter, and there's no Supreme Lord. So the conclusion is completely opposite. In spite of the fact that we accept the Vedas, he quotes the Vedic literature here and there, he comes to the wrong conclusion. So therefore that is completely useless because the conclusion is wrong. So the speaker who comes to the wrong conclusion will give you worthless knowledge. It will be not knowledge, it will be illusion. So the speaker must understand what the scripture is saying and give the proper conclusion to it. So that's one thing, that the conclusion may be wrong. The other point, of course, is that even if the person speaks and they do not come up with a conclusion, they just speak the scripture, okay, well, let's read the scripture, speak the scripture as it is. If they do not have the proper consciousness, that is, they're not a devotee, they don't accept the Supreme Lord, still, even that explanation of, or just reading the scripture itself without giving a misinterpretation one way or the other, even that is not effective, because the person himself has no faith in those words. So he may read the scripture, but he has no faith in it. So therefore, the effect on the people will also not instill any faith, even if he doesn't explain some wrong conclusion or whatever. Therefore, the speaker is very, very important. So that is why we emphasize the parampara system, that one has to hear from a bona fide devotee of the Lord and a bona fide sampradaya. This takes care of both things. One, the conclusion is authorized, but it goes through acharyas and we take their conclusions and simply repeat that. Secondly, if you're in this bona fide sampradaya, authorized sampradaya, then you have acceptance of Supreme Lord and faith in the Supreme Lord, etc. because all the Vaishnava Sampradayas accept the existence of the Supreme Lord and the devotee and the process of bhakti. So, on those grounds, therefore, if one accepts a person in a bona fide Sampradaya, then one is safe and knowledge is intact. So, the speaker of the knowledge has to be there, authorized speaker in Parampara. The other point is that the person who receives it has to be qualified. So therefore, it mentions shraddha here. One should have faith in the words. And if you receive it with faith, then you get the knowledge. So the persons who hear have to be qualified. This is also mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita at the very end, which says, those who preach my glories are very sincere to me. They said, don't preach to the faithless people. Those who are envious, those who don't have faith in me, don't preach to them. So, for explaining all these topics, there has to be faith. That is the qualification. The listener has to have some faith. So, this of course is also represented by in the Bhagavad Gita where it says pranipatena and seva and pariprasna. Implicit in there is that the person has faith in that knowledge and therefore he's surrendering. He'll ask questions about it. He's not challenging. Faith is very important. So what is faith? What is shraddha? Faith literally means some conviction or some belief in something. So, particularly shraddha here in the context of bhakti and scripture, it means that one has a conviction that what the scripture speaks is true. That is kshatriya shraddha. And the other type of faith is faith in the existence of the Supreme Lord, which complements faith in scripture. If we have faith in scripture, and we accept the words of scripture and the conclusions and bona fide sampradaya, then this will nourish our faith in the existence of the Supreme Lord and the process to approach him, etc., all the other things. So, some element of faith has to be there. Now, of course, at the beginning of bhakti, the person's faith may not be very strong. He may still have doubts or whatever. However, there has to be some element of acceptance there of the authority of Scripture. If we're going to continually doubt that it's authorized, that it's perfect, or that it's faultless, etc., then we can never get any knowledge out of it. We'll never accept the conclusions. So, we have to understand Scripture based upon that idea of faith. We accept it because it is authoritative. We don't question it. So these elements are important. One is the source of the knowledge and the contents of the knowledge based upon the speaker coming in a bona fide line of authority. And the other element is the person who hears has to have faith in the conclusion of Scripture, some faith in the Supreme Lord. So therefore, as I said, the qualification for bhakti is shraddha. That is compared in the Chaitanya Charitamrita to a fertile field. And so we have people who plant crops or rice or whatever. So if you plant the rice on stones and rock, it won't grow. It's not fertile. We have to have proper soil. So if you put it on the rocky thing, the seeds won't sprout. So similarly, in a person with no faith, that we can preach and preach and preach, but no seed of bhakti gets there. Nothing begins to sprout. You can put the seed there, nothing happens to it. So a seed should sprout and grow. So you give knowledge to a faithless person, nothing happens. No bhakti sprouts. So, on the other hand, we take a person who has faith, that he is fertile, like fertile ground, And when the mercy of Krishna and Guru are there, then we plant the seed of bhakti, it grows, it sprouts up. So, therefore that faith is very, very important for acceptance and of bhakti and then the growth of bhakti. So, faith is a preliminary. But that does not mean that after we do bhakti it disappears. No. The faith increases. So therefore it's described in the Nectar Devotion there are three types of faith. There's the faith for the Kanishta faith, there's the Madhyama faith, and there's the Uttama faith. So the Kanishta faith is not much knowledge of scripture, very little knowledge of scripture, and consequently, the faith is very unsteady. The Madhyama has some knowledge, and therefore his faith is stronger. And so people defeat him in arguments, still he doesn't waver. And then the Uttama has very deep knowledge of scripture, and consequently his faith is very, very strong. And because he has deep knowledge and faith, therefore he can present arguments, reasonable arguments, to defeat others. And persuade them to become devotees. That's how he's called the Uttama. So the faith is related to the knowledge of scripture. The Kanishta may accept scripture but doesn't know anything about it, so therefore his position is not good. The Madhyama has more knowledge, consequently his faith is stronger. And the Uttama, he has more and more knowledge and his faith is very, very strong. And therefore he can practically do good preaching because he can present good arguments to others. So he becomes a good speaker, one of the speakers mentioned here, who can impart with faith, he can impart to others the knowledge. So, therefore, faith is there and it's a preliminary, like the fertile field on which you plant the seed, and then it also develops from Kanishta to Madhyama and Uttama in a person. As he progresses in bhakti and has more understanding of scripture, does shravana, etc., chants, etc., then his knowledge increases. So, we should not think that shraddha is in the beginning and then it disappears later on. No, it becomes stronger. So, it is a preliminary to bhakti and is also distinguished from bhakti itself. Because shraddha is only the inclination to accept the Lord and to accept the scripture. Once we accept the scripture, then we follow it. So we engage in different activities, like hearing and chanting and worshipping the deity. That is what is the bhakti, based upon that shraddha. So there's a little distinction between the shraddha and the bhakti there. So the bhakti refers to the activities. Of course, later on in bhakti, there's another type of bhakti. It's a rupa bhakti. Now we do Chesta Rupa Bhakti, that is active devotional service, engaging the senses. It's called Chesta Rupa Bhakti. If one reaches Bhava stage, then one has Bhava Rupa Bhakti. That is simply the Stai Bhava relationship with Krishna. That itself is considered bhakti also, so it's not active anymore. But devotees at the beginning stage don't have that. It's only in Bhava Bhakti that one has that information. But in the beginning we have faith, that's our qualification. Our inclination to the Lord. And based on that, we do the activities. And as we do the activities, the faith increases also. So, therefore, the faith is very essential, and therefore, in this verse, we see that Prahlad is saying that one should have faith in the words I've spoken, and then with that faith, you can get proper knowledge. And even you, who are the sons of the demons, or women also, as in the case of his mother, anyone can develop properly this knowledge and realization of the Supreme Lord. So, therefore, it is a very open process. It does not require some restrictions. There's no varna ashram restrictions here at all. Everyone is open to that knowledge, and they can develop it, but they have to accept their faith, and then it can happen. So, what about people without faith? What happens? So, if we preach to them, it is very difficult for them to accept the conclusions, because they will doubt it all. They will doubt everything you say. So maybe a little bit of a waste of time to preach to them if they're doubting everything you say. So what do we do for those people? So we can ignore them. That's one solution. Avoid all those people who have no faith. However, Lord Chaitanya is very merciful, and he wants to save even the faithless people. And even the demons, who are not just faithless, but they're completely opposed to the Lord, he even is interested in saving those persons. So therefore he's called Patitabhavana, the most merciful of everyone, of all the different forms of the Lord. So Lord Chaitanya wants to save even the most fallen persons. So how do we save them with it, and also avoid the offense of preaching to the faithless persons? So the answer is that we distribute the name of the Lord to everybody. Let them hear it. We don't have to preach about the holy name, but to the faithless persons, can hear. And then hear the name of the Lord. Yeah. For that reason, Lord Chaitanya told everyone to go out in Navadvip and let everybody hear kirtan. And he started the kirtan movement in that way. So even if they don't have faith, at least they hear. And then of course we can gradually encourage them to chant the name of the Lord also. So the first step is hearing. Later they begin to develop some faith and give up their hostile attitude and whatever. Then we can do the preaching work at that stage. So therefore the process is open to everyone, and particularly with Lord Chaitanya, the process is even more open because he's willing to distribute the name to all types of people, even the demons and the hostile people. In this way, very, very merciful to all persons. That, of course, is the characteristic of the devotee of the Lord. The Lord is merciful, and one quality of the devotee is that he is merciful also. So in the Nectar Devotion, it describes how the second quality of bhakti is subhada. It bestows auspiciousness. So then this auspiciousness is explained. What happens is that the devotee develops compassion for all living entities. That's one meaning of subhada. The other meaning, of course, another meaning is that all living entities develop, attract, and they become attracted to that devotee. Another meaning is he develops all good qualities. So one of those qualities is that compassion. So as the devotee does sadhana bhakti, then he develops this compassionate attitude towards the fallen jivas in the material world. And that is quite appropriate, since Lord Chaitanya himself is the most compassionate avatar, wanting to save everybody. We have the proper means at this moment through the Sankirtan movement. By spreading the chanting of the holy name everywhere, we get the opportunity of being compassionate and engaging even the hostile or the materialistic persons in the process of bhakti, though maybe a little indirect. And for those that do have some faith, then we can actually preach the message of Bhagavata and Bhagavad Gita to them.
You have explained about that Avaishnava Mukha Gunam Kuta Harikatha. What about that devotee, one who is not having faith and chanting Hare Krishna Mantra? Hearing that chanting, is it going to be reacting or like?
Reacting to?
Like it is like poison, like it will be meant to poison for us?
Oh, the person. Well, if a person has no faith and he's chanting and we're hearing, for example, like a professional reciter or something like that, so that is poison. Yeah, even though whether it's Harinam or whether it's scripture or whatever, if it comes from a Vaishnava, a certain person has no conviction in the Lord, he worships David as maybe he's an impersonalist, then it has no value.
But in Narayan Samhita is saying that the holy name Hare Krishna Mahamantra is like a medicine. Mm-hmm. You may take knowingly or unknowingly, it will affect like as it is.
Well, just like the name of Narayan by Ajamil had effect, it was just unknowing him. But it had an effect also because he didn't commit any offense. He did not say that the Lord does not exist. He did not say the Lord is a devata. I think anything like that also. So therefore it had an effect. When we have these other conceptions, that the Lord has a material body, that the Lord doesn't have a form, things like that, and then we're chanting Hare Krishna or preaching, then it is negative. Depending on the attitude of the person, it may have very little effect or zero effect. And consequently, people that hear it will also have minimal effect or zero effect. And if he's actually hostile to the Lord, he completely rejects the form of the Lord doesn't exist, etc., then it will have a negative effect. If it's out of ignorance, then of course it's a little bit neutral, but if he has a negative effect, then it's dangerous. That's why, in that sense, it's poison.
Sometimes the person who is singing very well, wonderful music and all that, but
yeah,
he does not follow any rules and regulations.
Yeah.
But we are playing that music and hearing Hare Krishna Mahamantra and Kirtan. That is not so good.
But then what does he believe in is also there. He may not follow principles so nicely, but maybe he still accepts the Supreme Lord, so he's like a Kanishna Bhakta. Some people may be completely, we don't accept the Supreme Lord, whatever, and we have not following in principles, etc., and they chant and they sing very nicely, and that's useless, completely useless for us, spiritually speaking. That's why Prabhupada also discouraged, and repeatedly we'll see in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavatam, that professional Bhagavat reciters are condemned. Because most of them are just trained up to do that as a profession, and they don't have one conviction or other about the Lord exists or doesn't exist or whatever, so it's useless. And some of them may be impersonalist and say ultimately the Lord doesn't have a form, and all these pastimes are Maya. But they'll speak very nicely about Krishna and everything because people invite them and they hear it and they get some money. And it's very attractive. But it's ultimately useless and dangerous because people become attracted to that and then they'll follow his conclusion and they'll end up saying, well, actually it's all useless anyway, so the Lord has no form. So.
But here we are ISKCON, so we are selling so many CDs.
We have to be careful. That's why we shouldn't want to see. That's why we should just sell those of devotees and seeing other professionals. And we have to be very careful about that. Yeah. Well, at least they're devotees of the Lord. They accept the Lord, etc. They have faith. So no problem there. It is people that have no faith at all. So they can also read Prabhupada's books. And when they have no faith at all or they're impersonalist, they'll get another meaning out of it also. And then they'll give you another conclusion. So that's quite dangerous.
But as long as we are speaking on the purport.
Yes, but even if the purport, they get misinterpreted if they're Maya body or something else. They could take the same words and make it into something else. So one has to be very careful. Yeah. Well, as I said, there's various types of professionals. Those who are in it only for the money, and they're just making money out of Krishna, then that is quite exploitative, eh? and it's offensive. Ajamil had no offense, one way or the other. But they're actually using, and then they made it also in sinful activities, so they're using the name of Krishna for their sinful activities, so then there's no offensive in that. Or they may be devata worshippers ultimately. So then they're offensive. They may be impersonalists, but they're just doing it for money, so they speak nicely about Krishna. So again, they're offensive. So therefore, it has negative effect.
What about the sampradaya? You spoke about the sampradayas, the four sampradayas. How it has been established, and who has been established the sampradaya?
Well, the leaders are there. There's Brahma and Lakshmi and Kumaras and Shiva. This mention, there's one quote given in the Padma Purana quoted by Baladeva Vibhushan in his work. So he gives a quote there for that. Those are the sampradayas. So, and of course, historically speaking, we see that we have the Madhva Sampradaya and Sri Sampradaya and the Nimbarka Sampradaya and Vallabha Sampradaya. Those are the main Vaishnava Sampradayas, and then they have offshoots out of that.
All the sampradayas, how we have got the parampara, Krishna, Brahma, Narada, Vyasa, like Sri Prabhupada, they have also like a Sriya. How to get that?
Yeah, you look, you see, they go to some of the knows the thing, they'll trace back the lineage, whatever like that.
Guruvaj, here Prahlad is preaching to the demonic children about Narayana Prasad. Really, they didn't have much effect. How many of them would have
had it? We don't know, it's not mentioned anywhere. What was the final effect? The problem is that they also had the wrong association with the demon parents or whatever, so then that's a counter effect again. So.
But in translation to the Prabhupada, he's saying that you have faith in my words. Boldly is telling, that's a small boy, is telling boldly that faith in my word, then he'll have all. But how he's got that?
Well, as I said, he's also very blessed by Narada Muni, so he's not a normal devotee. This is very special. How they develop the body. No, well, faith is a qualification for approaching devotees to get the knowledge, so it has to be there. Previous to that, and that is an inclination of the jiva. It's not a mental thing. It's something in the jiva, an inclination in the jiva. Where does it come from? Previous lifetimes of accidental association, accidental mercy, etc. Agata Sukriti. That gives us some slight inclination. When it becomes strong enough, then it is called faith. And then they're conscious of the inclination to the Lord, and then they inquire from different persons, and they accept the knowledge that comes.
So it means that demons like Vritasura or those who appear like Prahlad Maharaj and Bali Maharaj, they are also having got the faith previously.
Well, it depends. Prahlad also is a special case, but he's more or less a Siddha devotee who's taking the role of a normal devotee. And even Vritrasura himself also was previously a devotee. And then somehow he got cursed and whatever, he became a demon. So he was actually a devotee in previous lifetimes. So it wasn't not just a Gata Sukriti, he was actually a great devotee of the Lord. And then he got a demon body on him. So there are different cases like that. But the normal case of a devotee who develops faith in one lifetime and then starts to practice the sadhana means that he has a Gata Sukriti from previous lifetimes, or he may have done devotional service directly in previous lifetime. Distributing prasadam, having festivals like Rath Yatra, people see the Lord. Any way in which they can accidentally see the Lord, hear the Lord, get some association with devotees, whatever. Any means at all, which is not, you know, that they don't voluntarily come. It's accidental.
You mentioned that Uttamadhikari, Uttama faith, he can present arguments and convince others in a very convincing manner. And Uttamadhikari, since everybody has a devotee, so how is he going to...
That's a different Uttamadhikari. This is an Uttamadhikari in sadhana bhakti. Yeah, it's different. And this is only in terms of faith. The other Uttamadhikari is in terms of your bhava and whatever, your bhakti. So that's a very high level in prema. This is a Vaidhi Bhakti definition of Uttama. He's not even a Bhava Bhakti.
So the word Uttama can be used in different places.
Yeah.
But here, I'm not
just like your fingers, Uttama finger and a Kanishtha finger, whatever. You use so many words.
Here, confusion is there. See, the Lord is going to make the devotee recite in his heart. Which Uttama Adhikari is going to put in his heart?
Yes, sir.
This Bhagavatam says, Sadhava Ridayam Mayam, Sadhanam Ridayam Tuam, Sloka.
Yeah.
He is going to make the devotee.
Yeah, ultimately in Prem Bhakti.
Which devotee?
Prem.
Within first level of Uttama
Adhikari? Prem Bhakti. That's the highest level.
Highest level.
Yeah. That's Krishna Karshani. Yeah? The Lord is controlled by Bhakti. So that manifests in the Prem Bhakti.
निरंतरा श्री श्री श्रीमद भागवतम की किशोर दास मान महाराज की शिवेंद्र श्री श्री भक्त समशल प्रभुपाद की गुरु प्रवचन में
didn't say so hard
of temple devotees and congregation. Today's